هون لگل اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردینا.
Tara Fatahi and her husband Sam Yoon bring together Kurdish and Korean cultures in a relationship built on connection, curiosity and mutual respect. Living in Australia, they have learned to navigate cultural differences while blending traditions, languages and family values. Tara and Sam, a warm welcome to you both to SBS Kurdish. How did you two meet and what first drew you to each other? We'll start with Tara.
Yes, thank you for having us, Dahan. Me and Sam met on a dating app back in 2021 during the peak of COVID. So we were stuck at home. We were in lockdown in South Australia and I was bored on these dating apps. So I happened to find Sam, and then when lockdown finished, or they lifted that particular lockdown time, we met up at a cafe for the first time.
So Sam, Sam was in Adelaide?
He was in South Australia. Australia. He was in Adelaide.
I was like so bored during the COVID. I just crying and I found one angel who is the Tara. Yeah, it was lucky.
What parts of Kurdish and Korean culture are most important for you to hold on to?
For me, it's language, especially the Kurdish language for us. I feel like that's a really important way of passing down everything in relation to our culture. If we can keep the language alive through generations, then the culture will naturally follow. And we're really lucky that both Kurdish and Korean culture have a lot of similarities.
Like what?
Like the way we have respect for elders and the way we are patriotic about our history and our culture, the importance of language and all of that stuff. And that does come from kind of a shared history in terms of the Koreans were also, I mean, they're doing much better than we are, but they also were invaded by surrounding Japan. Countries such as Japan and China, yeah. So they kind of, they went through that history, so like that shared history. So for me, language and culture is the important part, but I feel like it's like connected to language, if that makes sense.
Especially the cultural similarity, like we respect the elderly and we have like strong patriotism. And also we have experienced similar like hardship. As Tara said, we were colonized from the Japan 100 years ago, but after World War II, we released. But I know Kurdistan still invaded from four other countries. It's so sad, but yeah.
How did your families react when they learned about your relationship?
Initially, my parents were really evasive to us dating non-Kurdish people. Yeah. They thought it would be difficult to communicate. And as you know, in our culture, when you marry, you kind of marry into a family. So they thought if we can't understand each other, then it makes things difficult. But maybe I left it so late that they just wanted me to get married. So they were pretty happy that I was just, you know, talking about marriage and thinking about it. But when they met Sam, and they saw those cultural similarities that we were talking about, it really like reassured them that, you know, love and kindness and respect for each other are like universal languages. And even if you can't understand each other fully, those things can, you know, translate. And since we've met, Sam's learnt quite a bit of Kurdish. So my mum just speaks to him in Kurdish and he understands most of it. And he speaks a little bit of it. So that's part of that shared culture, that because we respect each other, we've learnt each other's languages and we've tried to, you know, have that communication between our families.
Sam, how did your family react?
To be honest, my family didn't care at all, because when I told them I'm going to move to Australia for living, and they already thought I'm going to meet different nationality women.
Now, we've spoken about the language. You mentioned before that you're learning each other's language, I think. Tara, are you learning Korean, though?
Yeah, I learned Korean before I met Sam, so I was prepared. My Korean was pretty good before I had met Sam, so just continued it. Mm-hmm. I watch a lot of Korean drama and listen to the music, so I've been able to keep that up.
So I'm going to ask you to say something in Korean, like nice to meet you.
Oh, 반갑습니다.
And Sam, you say something in Kurdish.
Slajoni,
bashi. Now, how do you celebrate important events? Do you blend Kurdish and Korean traditions?
I guess this will be an interesting discussion moving forward because we now have a daughter.
Yes, I'll come to that.
So for her celebrations in terms of birthdays and stuff, we will think about blending the cultures and making sure we have a good mix of both. In the past, I guess the only other shared celebration we've had is our wedding and our engagement, which we did. We blended both Kurdish clothes and Kurdish music and culture and also Korean side. And then, you know, we have our Noruz and Sam has always celebrated that with us, and they have their own Lunar New Year. So we've kind of tried to celebrate that where we can with his parents and his family. And we'll continue to do that, if nothing else, for our kids.
What has been the most challenging cultural difference to navigate for both of you?
That's a good question. Opa, do you have one?
For me, still, I think the most thing is language, because sometimes me and Tara is not a problem, but sometimes I couldn't like communicate well with my in-laws, especially the parents-in-laws. So I'm still learning a little bit of Kurdish. It's very hard.
Tara?
I can't really think of one. The similarities help, so we haven't had many challenges. Yeah, but everything is so similar. When we visit Korea, if we visit his family, you know, we have to take a gift. You know, all those little things that we have in Tardif, all this stuff in Kurdish exists in Korean as well. To the point that when we were all, my family, his family were all in Korea for the wedding, I found it a lot easier to translate directly from Korean to Kurdish than from like skipping into English first.
Wow.
Because there are so many things that can be translated directly from Korean to Kurdish, which just doesn't exist in English. It was so much easier for me just to cut Sam out and just translate directly between the between our parents, which I found very fascinating. Like that was a learning for us too. I didn't know that until I had to do it.
So, wow, your Korean language is that good.
It's not like we had deep conversations. It was just getting to know each other. So it was basic conversation. I can hold a conversation.
Okay.
But anything too complicated, I'll get lost.
Sam, you wanted to say something?
I wanted to say her Korean is like almost same as my English, so it's very good. So she doesn't have any problem, just me.
Earlier, Tara, you mentioned you've got a baby now. And first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
How has life changed since welcoming your baby?
I mean, besides the normal things of your life, your world being turned upside down, we're a lot more acutely aware of passing down all that cultural stuff we've been talking about. I try really hard to only speak in Kurdish to her so that Sam can speak in Korean so that we can keep that language going, because she'll eventually learn English anyway. So we're not worried about that. So that's something we're really stressed about, and we want to make sure she learns. Even with Korean, like there will always be schools in the future that we can send her locally, but it's not the case for Kurdish. And
yeah.
So, yeah, we're really conscious that we need to make sure we do our best to ensure she can have the best chance to learn all languages. And we know it's doable, and we know kids can, they're like sponges, they can learn it, but we have to do that for her. So, and I think just, you talked about challenges before, I just thought of one.
Okay.
Her name was really difficult.
Okay.
Because we needed to come up with something that was pronounceable in Kurdish and in Korean, didn't mean anything bad in either of those languages, but also wasn't too foreign that she would have trouble when she went to school and then eventually, you know, into the workforce. So that was a real challenge. It took us almost 9 months before we landed on a name.
What language or languages do you hope your child will grow up speaking?
We really hope she'll speak both Korean and Kurdish fluently. And I'm hoping the fact that she'll spend a lot of time with my parents will mean she'll automatically pick up the Kurdish and speak it. And like I said, I'm trying very hard to only use Kurdish with her as well. But those two languages, we really hope she'll grow up speaking. it's inevitable that she'll learn English once she goes to kindergarten and school. So we're not so worried about that. And obviously she will eventually make that her first language, as I have, as a migrant. But we really hope that she is able to speak both Korean and Kurdish.
What are your biggest hopes for your child growing up in a multicultural country like Australia?
As someone who's multicultural herself and growing up in a multicultural society, I hope she's able to take the best of all the world, you know, the best of the Kurdish culture, the best of the Korean culture, best of the Australian culture, and blend it for herself and for her own identity. It took me a long time to figure that out when I was growing up, and I struggled with my identity. So I hope she's able to do that without any struggles.
Tara Fatahi and Sam Yoon, thank you for sharing your story with us on SBS Kurdish. We wish you a life full of happiness.
Thank you so much.
Like baka, para baka, tebniya khabnifsina. SBS Kurdi lsar Facebook bshobina.